moment.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Alex from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Hold on. Yeah, what was the survey about?
Yes, sir. My name is Alex from Metro Research. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
I already said yes, sir. What's the question?
Very good. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you.
I like your dog.
I apologize.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I love it. It's okay. You're doing your job.
Thank you for understanding. Now, just to make sure that we cover all ages equally, would you please tell me your age?
75.
Thank you. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. Now, thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. Would you say you would definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or lean toward the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Darren Soto.
I know the name. I don't know enough about the person, so I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
What about it? What's the question?
Just as we were doing, you can tell me whether you have a very from very favorable up to very unfavorable.
Very good.
So now Democrats in Congress.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thomas Shalifu.
Don't know the person.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And now if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. Now, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Shalihu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Oh, boy. Probably yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Shalihu is an experienced business owner and a decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Shalihu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Shalihu will take these experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Now, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, in the election for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Shalihu, the Republican candidate, Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I have Agent Orange, Darren Soto.
Just to make sure, your answer is vote for Darren Soto.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Securing our border. I will read off of a list. So it's securing our border, making healthcare affordable for working families, protecting Social Security and Medicare, making owning a home more affordable, lowering inflation and gas prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, ending the gun violence epidemic, improving Interstate 4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, lowering grocery prices, protecting reproductive freedom, promoting traditional values in school.
The most important one is Social Security.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare, is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And which is the next most important issue?
That's a tough one. You had one there that had something to do with crime. What was that?
Oh, tackling crime and improving public safety.
Yeah, tackling crime.
Thank you. Now, thanks a lot for your time, sir. Just to reassure you, we are about 80% done, so thanks a lot for your time. I will read as fast as possible so that we don't take much of your time. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing as a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Yeah, very convincing.
Okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing.
Okay. Thomas Chalifou will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifou will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness.
Not convincing.
Okay. So, because we can only choose out of three options, is that somewhat convincing or no effect? No effect meaning
no effect whatsoever.
Thank you. Now, Thomas Chalifou is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
No effect.
Okay. Thomas Chalifou will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
It's such a funny question. No effect. No, he won't. I happen to be from El Paso. Trust me. I'm 75. I know what goes on. A lot of those people are good people. They just want to work.
All right. Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses.
No effect.
Okay. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifou continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
There's no effect.
Okay. While Chalifou says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
Very effect. A lot of effect.
So, because the answer is go. Would you have serious doubts?
Serious doubts.
Oh, thank you. Now, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
Serious effects.
Just to make sure, is that serious doubts?
Serious doubt.
Thank you. Now, Thomas Chalifou blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation. but his companies took 160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Unbelievable, I'm answering these, but go ahead, sir. How much more do we have to go?
As of right now, we're about 91% done.
So, all right, let's finish it.
What was the answer for this one? I'm sorry.
Serious doubt.
Thank you. Thomas Shalifu stands with the Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
Serious doubt.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today, the candidates were Thomas Shalifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. What is your primary source for national and political news? Talk radio, cable news networks, your local newspapers, El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, MegaTV America, Orlando Sentinel, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, or other?
National television, like CBS.
Thank you. Now, what Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? Internet, Telemundo Orlando, Guapo TV Radio, La Prensa Orlando, Univision, or other?
You know, I don't. I don't, even though I could, but I just don't. I don't use them as a major source.
Okay.
I don't use any of them.
All right. Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden, Mary.
Thank you. And now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Bachelor of Science. Ah, yeah, Bachelor of Science.
Thank you. So that's a college degree.
That's correct.
Now, do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your house?
No, I do not. No.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Probably liberal.
Okay. And is that very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
I'm not Hispanic. I'm Latino, so Mexico.
Okay. So that's Mexico. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, and even mix of both, more English than Spanish or only English?
Well, my wife doesn't speak Spanish, it's all English.
Okay, so only English.
Only.
All right. Sir, this concludes our survey. Let me thank you for the time that you have given me tonight. I really appreciate it, and I wish you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.